Good evening. Good evening. Oh, wow. It's been some time. It's been a little over a year since I did my last episode. Today, I just wanted to do just a pop-in. Just a little evaluation, pretty much, and an update. Let's talk about this evaluation. So, currently, I am laying here with my 7-month-old baby girl. I'm nursing her, and what a surprise she was. Wow, she just popped into our lives so suddenly after a lot has went on since my last recording engagement. Yay. And then following right behind that, a surprise pregnancy. Okay, so here we are, and let's settle into this evaluation really quickly. If I can sum it up, my mental health is at its challenging state that it's been in a very long time, a different way actually, because I'm still a new mommy again after 8 years, dealing with all the emotions and the stressors and just trying to find myself, because it is a different journey that I'm going on, and not quite sure which direction this journey is taking me. I'm not sure how I'm going to come out of this. I'm not sure how long it's going to take me to come out of this. I quite don't even know what I'm in. So, with my evaluation of myself, I don't want to label myself with anything, postpartum depression or stressed or anxiety or anything like that. I just want to, evaluate my state that I'm in. I'm not doing anything spectacular. I'm just trying to figure out how I can get my peace back, girl. I miss it. My calm, just being centered and understanding how I'm feeling in that moment. I've lost all of those things. So I'm trying to figure out what can give me peace. What can I do to center myself, and what can I do to be more in tune with what I'm feeling at that moment? It's because it's a lot to try to collectively understand how you're feeling. But in that moment, it's important to analyze that and evaluate it. Yes, like we just need to evaluate that moment, Like right now, my evaluation of this moment is honesty. I'm being honest and transparent and just raw because I haven't had the opportunity to be this honest and transparent and raw. I haven't even had the opportunity to evaluate it where I can put a name to that emotion and how I'm feeling. So it's just the silent emotions that I've been going through, that's been sneaking up on me, just on my back real bad, just trying to get somewhere away from it. Not running, but damn, can I have my space type of situation, So that evaluation for that emotion is just honest, girl. It's honest. And I just need, yes, I'm using the word need. I need my peace. I need to find out who I'm going to be coming out of this. After having a baby and having 2 children now and back at work full time and, trying to keep a household together and making sure that I'm not upsetting my man with my many, many, many different emotions and breakdowns and all of that stuff. So just the whole part of it, just trying to figure it out. Just trying to make sure that I am, I'm here for it. I'm opening up, trying to get through it and coming out strong. You know, just it's okay to feel like you're not where you should be. It's okay to feel like your mental state is... Oh, I'm sorry, I'm yarning, girl, because it's just a little late right now. And again, it's okay for you to evaluate your mental state. It's okay for you to evaluate your health. It's okay for you to evaluate, you know, you just being who you are right now, today. And I told myself that today, like, it's okay, girl. You can go ahead and evaluate yourself. You know, it's better for you to sit down and evaluate yourself than have somebody else do it for you, right? Because you may not like what they have to say. You may not agree with it. You may be so defensive that it'll piss you off and then it'll send you, you know, into a different space where you weren't looking it to go into. So I'd rather just do it, you know, do the research on myself, do the work, just study myself and just try to figure this shit out, because it's a lot to figure out. It's a lot to deal with. And I'd rather get into it now than for me to sit on these silent emotions and then they sneak up on me. And then later on, I'm a damn mess. So how about we label this? I'm a damn mess. I'm evaluating myself because I'm a damn mess. And that's cool. I accept it. So yeah, I just wanted to pop in here for a little bit. So the best about advice that I can give anybody else that's listening is evaluate your mess, girl. Figure that shit out and let's get on with our lives so we can get through it. We can push through it. And, you know, even if you're just taking a second while you're getting ready, because, girl, I'm getting ready to go to bed. And I just had to sit here and say, I'm evaluating my damn mess right now. So, you know, before you close your eyes, say a prayer. Be thankful. Say thank you. Be grateful. Be grateful that you a damn mess. And embrace your damn mess. And try to figure out your damn mess. Be good.